This is the Dharma talk from Long Pao Thong Bai. This is like the Dharma talk from the opening ceremony in the project of the favor of the immortal Dharma. A little baby learn how to stand and walk, and for the adult, you should learn how to pay attention and listen to this. There are some channels that we need to learn. This channel is not like the way or the path to go, but actually in the mind, there are the channels. And the body has the channel too. For the practitioner who will be enlightened, they need to be enlightened by the channel. The Dharma that we're supposed to know in the channel. The Buddha who have enlightened in this world, he is the teacher in this world, he know the channel. For the normal channel, it's normal. It's like the eyes, the ear, the nose, mouth, or the six senses. This is the normal channel in the body. But actually, there are channels that can transform from this side to the other side. So today, you need to know and understand about the channels. There are three channels. So the first channel is the language. The language from the Buddha that have enlightened. This is the language. And the language from attained to Nirvana is the language. And the language from liberation is the language. And the language from successfulness is also the language. But this language is the language in the heart, and this language come from Dharma. So the first point is the world. The language that open the world is suffering. Dukkha or suffering is the language to open the world. This is not the language to drown it the world. So dukkha or suffering, you have to know and understand this. Everybody. And in suffering, you have to understand in every angle of them. And the suffering, you need to understand it clearly. And this suffering, nobody can resolve it. And this suffering just arise and cease normally by itself. And this suffering is not human anymore or any being. Because actually suffering is nothing. Suffering is empty. But because all the human, animal, creature and all being have suffering. They have suffering because they have craving or tanha. You need to understand this point. There is no suffering if the being don't have craving. If the being know and understand craving, so there is no suffering arise at all. Because the original place of suffering come from tanha or craving. Therefore, we need to understand deeper about this. So therefore, the Buddha language, he said that the world is suffering. And actually, the world is not suffering. But the world is suffering because of the craving. If our mind understand that actually, there is no suffering. If suffering exists, How could the human happen? How could the animal happen? But when all the beings arise and happen, or birth or reborn in this world, why they are suffering? They are suffering because only one word, hunger. Actually, there is no hunger, but one thing that exists is I am hungry, you are hungry, they are hungry, is hungry, whatever of hungry. There is no hungry. There is no hunger, but the hunger will happen when you are hungry. So for the suffering is the same. The suffering will happen when you have tanha or craving. So if you leave a craving, then there is no suffering. It's like when you are hungry, you go to eat some food, then the hunger is gone. Or when you are thirsty, you go to drink some water, and then you don't feel any thirsty. But it doesn't mean that it will stop forever, because later, when you are hungry again, then the hunger come again. But if you are not hungry, so the hunger is stopped. So therefore, the Buddha said in the Pali word, "Nichato pariputo," which means no more hunger and cease completely. So therefore, this is the first point that you need to understand, that the suffering will happen when you have the craving, and the hunger happen because you have a stomach. So therefore, today I want to open the closed testing, that if every mind know the suffering, know all suffering that create the world, the suffering that come from birth, the suffering that come from death, this is the suffering that create the world. But it's not the world, birth and death, but the human, the animal, the creature that come to this world. They are birth and death in here. Therefore, I want to open about this, and I want to tell you that the suffering doesn't stay in anywhere, and the suffering don't stay in the body and mind, but the suffering happen because of the craving. Craving or want. I want to birth. I want to die. I don't want to birth. I don't want to die. This is the real suffering. It's like when you are sitting in your house, there is no suffering. But when you start to set the fire to burn your house, then the suffering happens. Because the power of the fire. So therefore, the same for the mind. Why the mind is suffer? Because of the power of hunger and craving. Craving in birth and death. And craving in don't want birth, don't want death. This is the suffering. So therefore, a person wouldn't want to consume the suffering, that it doesn't happen yet, or the suffering that coming to happen to you. But there's only one way to heal, is know the suffering, know what inside the suffering. What inside the suffering, you should know that. The suffering will not happen if you don't have craving. So if you know and understand about this, this is the root of the suffering. The root of suffering is the craving. It's like a robber that conceal himself or hidden himself inside the mind. It's like the same thing for the suffering. the suffering hidden inside your mind, because you don't know exactly what is the truth about this. If you know, understand the truth perfectly, then there is no suffering at all. So that's why every heart in the human, every moment in the mind, no matter what you are, a monk, layman, or laywoman, why you have the suffering in your heart? Because you imprison the suffering in your heart. You make the jail and put the suffering in the heart. You imprison the suffering and the heart together. Put them to live together. It's like you have a house and then you keep a snake inside. One day this snake will bite you for sure. So the same thing, the suffering is like a snake. It can bite you anytime. But if you know how to let go them, to set them free, it's like you have the door to let the suffering to go out. This door is Niloda, or the cessation of suffering. So therefore, no chance for suffering to stay in your mind. If your house is free from snake, so no snake come to bite you. So therefore, we need to understand that the suffering happened because you have the craving. And the suffering will come because you have desire and want. But the suffering will run out. The suffering will stop and never come because you don't have the craving. You end of all desire and want. Want to birth, want to death, don't want to birth, don't want the death, don't want to die. These are the dangers of the suffering. So this is the first point that you need to understand. Don't talk about the body, speech, or mind. We need to talk about the suffering and the cause of the suffering first. So therefore, the Buddha explained very shortly about suffering, like suffering arise, suffering stay, and suffering cease. So all of this is just like the phenomenon that appear and disappear to show of the suffering. But actually, there is no suffering. It's like when you clap your hands, you put two hands together, then the sound come out. So when you clap your hand together, the voice or the noise come out from these two hands. But when you look in the hand, there is nothing in the hand. So therefore, it's the same thing for the mind. Why the mind had the suffering? What's it inside the mind? What the mind has? We can answer in one verse. Because the mind has the craving. So this is the point to make all the being spinning with the suffering. Because only three things. First, want to birth. The second is want to die. And the third one is don't want to birth, don't want to die. That's it. This is the suffering. How could we know it promptly, see it promptly, and live it promptly? If we see it promptly, know it promptly, and live it promptly, then there is nothing to create suffering with you, because there is no suffering. If you against and you think, yes, I have, I am, this is me, this is mine, so this is the ignorance or avijja. But if you know and understand by the wisdom inside, you will say, yes, that's correct. But if you have self-ego inside your mind, you will say, yes, I have it. I am this, I am that, this is me, this is mine. It will keep repeat in your mind. And it keep fighting inside. You know what? When you're fighting with the word, I have, I am, this is me, this is mine, this is the real delusion, the real ignorance. Because delusion and ignorance is the cause of the craving. We don't need to we don't need to study the other thing, but we need to understand about this. When we understand this, we will open the mind to receive the Dharma. When I say you will listen and understand that. Before I said, you don't hear anything. But when I talk, you listen and hear it. And when you listen the word from me. And even though this word is non-self, and for the talker is non-self, or the listener is non-self. Just the thing that arises and hear it, that's it. Just listen, but it's non-self. If you understand like this, you understand that the suffering is non-self. You understand like this and see like this, this means you try to have the real taste of the Dharma from the Buddha and the noble monk. You will understand more that what you listen or what you listen, there is no human, no animal, no being, no creature inside there, no birth, no death, and no self inside. Just the thing that arises and stay and cease by listening. Just some phenomenal that arises and cease, that's it. It will make you understand deeper and more profoundly with this. And then you understand more that, oh, if everything is just like this, why I should take it seriously from you? And why you should take it seriously from me? Because you and me is nothing, it's non-self. And then the mind will come out from the suffering that the mind knew. The mind will come out from the suffering that the mind get involved. The mind will come out from the suffering that the mind destroy and seizes. So the mind have the path or the makkha to come out. So this is the real channel to come out from the suffering. Just go out. Go out and walk in the noble path. And start by the path of the right understanding or the right view. So this is the path that the Buddha got enlightenment. But when you go out and walk on this path, what is the end of this path? It's nothing. When you think about this, it's end. There is no start and no the end. But when you think about it, like you know it, and see it. When know and see happen in the mind, and then the condition that the mind used to stay with the attachment that I know, the attachment that I see, the attachment that I am, the attachment that I have, will destroy completely. It will cut, it's like cut off perfectly. It's like when you use the knife or you use some wood to cut on the surface of the water, but there is nothing left on the surface of the water. So the same thing for the mind like this. The mind will have nothing left in the mind. No suffering, no happiness left in the mind. So even though 100 of time or 1000 of time, if no and see arise in the mind, it will be the same thing like you use the knife or the wood cut on the surface of the water. There is nothing left, no scratch, no cut, no footprint left on the water. So a person who can do like this, even though you are a human or animal, there is no suffering, no happiness to imprison you. But the suffering or the happiness will impress you because of the lust, the anger, and ignorance, or by craving. So this is the information that I give to you to practice to come out from the suffering. So there is no suffering. If you don't know yourself, how could you come out from the suffering? When you have yourself, you will have suffering. Suffering is yourself, yourself is suffering. If yourself disappear, so the suffering is disappear. There is no suffering if there is no yourself. So this is the first point that I unlock the key. Open your heart and open your eyes. So for the suffering, if you understand and see by the truth of this. So example, like we see or we hear. We see the picture or we hear the voice. But we take the suffering from the voice. We take suffering from a talker. Or we take suffering because of the listener. But for me, I will answer that the suffering is not come from a talker. The suffering is not come from the listener. Or the suffering is not come from the voice. But the suffering come from ignorance or unknown, don't know about this. Because we don't know, that's why the suffering happened. But if we know there is no suffering, no happiness, just know normally. And listen and know normally. No suffering, no happiness in there. Therefore, in the truth, if we stay in the middle, we don't go to left to get lost in self. We don't go to right to get lost in the body. Then we're in the middle. So the suffering couldn't happen. Because actually everything is empty. But it will have because you create it. You make it happen by yourself. So therefore enlightenment is enlighten, know, understand about yourself. This is the Buddha's, the Arahant, he said about this. Enlightenment is know yourself. The Buddha said the same, even though me say the same. So there is nothing will change the know in the mind of the Buddha or Arahant. The know that they know cannot be changed. Cannot be changed to other condition, to happiness or the suffering. Because they know, just know. It's like the sun, just keep the brightness, cannot change to be the other thing. So the mind is the same thing. The mind know by the mindfulness and wisdom. It will be like the sun. It's non-self, but can be bright and shine and reach to everywhere, even though it's non-self. It can shine to the bottom of the ocean. So the knowledge that I talk about, this is the knowledge of the Noble Pang and the Buddha. Know the suffering. In Pali word, we call Yata Parinya. Know the suffering. This is the knowledge that we don't go to school and study in a class. So therefore, we come here. I explain to you to open the closest thing. So what is closest in our heart or in the mind? Is that the suffering? No, not the suffering. The suffering open all the time. But why it's closed? It's closed because we don't know. Or the ignorance. Therefore, avisha pachaya, the ignorance is the cause of everything. This is the first point that I explain to make you understand first. And then tomorrow, I will explain and talk about it more. So please understand in this point first. So in this practice, I don't want to teach anything. I don't want you to teach anybody. But I want you to teach your mind to have liberation and free from suffering. Teach yourself to come out from the suffering. Don't consume it anymore. So this is the first point that I talk to you. If a talker and a listener is the same person, the listener has the ears, and the talker talk because they has mouth and tongue. The talker and listener, the tongue and ears, they are different. They are not the same. But when you listen and hear it, the tongue, the ear, the talker and listener, they are the same. They become one. Because If you talk all day but nobody listen, it's nothing. And if you keep listen all day but nobody talk to you, it's nothing. Nothing happened. Just know, understand what I say, then you can cut the suffering immediately. It will keep your suffering shorter and shorter, and keep cutting the craving. No more sadness, no more happiness. Even though the seed or the frame is suffering, will be run out. Even though the Buddha himself. Is empty. So when you know like this and see like this, your mind will have the freedom. Because when you know it, or you get lost with it, and we don't follow, know, or don't follow, it get lost, then everything is empty. Because loss is self. Know is self too. When we don't follow, we know, we don't follow, when we get lost, then it's empty, it's non-self. It could say like this, it's non-self, it's nothing, or it's empty. Because this is the way it is, the way they are, this is the way of the Dharma. It will be the pure Dharma, and no suffering at all inside there. That's why the Arahant got enlightened immediately together. Because the Arahant monk, they don't have suffering. So therefore, when the Buddha give the teaching that the suffering happened because the fire of lust, the fire of anger, the fire of the ignorance, then the monk will listen that, they understand, and then they say, yes, exactly like you say, now my eyes, my ears, my nose, my tongue, my body, my mind has no suffering. Before my body and my mind was hot and burned by the fire of lust, of anger and ignorance. Now I close my eye and listen to the Dharma from the Buddha, understand that. And then the mind have liberation and free from all suffering. Nothing get involved, nothing stuck with the suffering in the mind. So in the end we say this is the enlightenment, which means we cut what we know, we cut the knowledge that we have. Even though what we know or what we don't know, what's unknown in the mind, we just cut it. And finally, in the end, the Buddha said the enlightenment is the inside knowledge. The jhana or the knowledge arise with me, the insight arise with me. The brightness arrived with me, and it never happened with me before. Even though for me myself, I experienced this. So what is stuck in your mind? Except self. Your self is stuck in your mind. Is this world? We claim the world, this is suffering. The world is suffering. We always say it and talk about this. What is suffering in the world? If we enact the world is suffering, so we are very stupid. And if we enact the world is not suffering, so we are stupid also. What we should do that we could be free from stupid? So the answer is, so if we don't know, this means we don't. The answer is, when we don't know, so we don't have. When we don't see, so we don't be anything. If we don't have, we don't be anything in this world. So everything is the end, no suffering. So this is the beginning. Is this difficult for you or not? Is this easy for you or not? If it's difficult, this is not suffering. If it's easy, it's not suffering. Because suffering means no. But you need to know the suffering. Because suffering is non-self. If you know the suffering, then you can destroy the suffering. You can be free from suffering. If you get lost with suffering, then you will keep suffer. When the Arahant monk they go to talk to each other, or the Buddha talk to each other, what are they talking about? They talk about arise, appear, stay, appear, and cease, appears. There's nothing left. And they just smile to each other and end. No more people dead, no more people buried inside there. What is difficult? What is hard? What is heavy? So therefore, the Buddha asks, are you a wise person? Or are you a ruffian person? If you are a ruffian, so you should fall to hell. And if you are a wise person, you should come to close to me. Because a wise person or the bandish, we mean a person who know, understand. But for a ruffian, it means the unknown or stupidity. Just this is the difference of this meaning. And for you, you have a problem with the Dhamma that I give to you or not. Because this is the beginning. In the Dhamma, there is no male, no female. Just the condition that you know. And this know will make you have enlightenment. Before you live with the word, I, myself, pride, proud, conceit. You live with this word like this in the mind. But when you understand, just only the suffering arise, suffering stay, and suffering cease, all those words will stop, and it's gone immediately. And you won't follow the footprints of the suffering, the footprints of the happiness, or the footprints of the human or the animals. You will not follow them. So this is the channel that I'm talking about. And this channel is nothing, but it's still channel. The channel of the eye is nothing if you don't take a look at any picture. And the channel of the ear is nothing if you don't listen to anything, any voices. It's just the channel. Is it the same thing for the mind? So I open to you. So this is the start of the course. And tomorrow, I'll be talking about this more. So if you start to run out and reduce stupidity in the mind, so tomorrow, I will give you the Dhamma talk to make you reach to the Triple Gem. So in this 3 days in the practice, if you don't dare to sacrifice yourself, your conceit, so consider this is your karma. No matter what, you will leave the pie of your bone in this earth. It's not about that. Do you know when the Buddha gave the Dhamma talk, 100,000 enlightened to be Arahant. But how come you listen the Dhamma for many times but don't get enlightened? Why you dare to keep the self inside your mind? What is your problem? And you can see immediately, oh, I am just a normal person. This is not the noble person. So in the Buddha era, the monk named Brahun, when he got enlightened, only one person. But he bring the devas or the angels to get enlightened 700,000 together to Nirvana. Even though you will invite 1,000 of the Buddha come to give the Dhamma talk to you, but if you listen like a stump, like you rinse the water to a stump, it's useless because it cannot get in. So therefore, the Dhamma talk, every word that I give to you, if you get involved, it's suffering. If you don't get involved, it's also suffering. But if you know, yes, that the happiness, and your self is gone, your wisdom is stopped. When your self is gone, your wisdom is stopped and end. So nothing good to compete inside your mind. Why it's gone? Because it's end of all knowledge, end of all wisdom. It cut everything, and it end everything. So in this point, the Buddha said, the Buddha got enlightenment by this. The Buddha says, I enlightened, and nothing left in my mind. Even though the goodness or wisdom, there's nothing left inside. In the all galaxy, just end in this point. Therefore, the tripping gem happened by this. There is no other refuge except the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. But for you, you don't have even 1 centimeter in the mind. So how could you get enlightened? Because you don't have a triple gem in the mind. Okay, I give you the Dharma talk to open the course today. And tomorrow, come to listen again.